In these recessionary times, some businesses are searching for creative ways to keep people on the job. One solution is to spread the financial pain, cutting paid work hours rather than cutting jobs. 18 states are encouraging that practice through shared work programs. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Mike Holt is a machinist for a small aircraft parts manufacturer in Wichita, Kansas, who very well might have lost his job this fall had it not been for a state program called Shared Work. The program allows Holt and others to work 4 days a week instead of five without losing a full day's wages.
It works out right now to where for every day that you are on the Shared Work program where you miss 8 hours worth of work, you get paid approximately for half a day with the unemployment insurance.
Kansas, Connecticut, Washington, Minnesota, and 14 other states pay partial unemployment benefits to workers who have their hours temporarily reduced. Mike Holt's workplace, Mid-Central Manufacturing, experienced a sharp drop-off in work orders after September 11th. Office manager Diana Sterling says the company had no choice but to get rid of some people or find an alternative way to cut labor costs. In the long run, she says, the shared work program will save the company money and boost morale.
It would cost so much to let somebody go, and then if we needed them back and they had accepted a job somewhere else, we would have to train somebody new. And it was just so important for us to keep the same people.
Machinist Mike Holt says initially he figured the program might be some sort of gimmick, but now he says it's actually had a calming effect throughout the workplace by increasing the workers' sense of security.
I think employees who are worried about layoffs constantly aren't nearly as effective in getting their jobs done. So I would gladly take one day off as opposed to five.
Surveys show workers in other states believe these reduced work programs have helped save their jobs, too. After a major downturn in orders for precision tools last spring, Central Minnesota Tool and Stamping cut its workforce in half, but has had no further layoffs since then among the remaining 50 employees who are all now on the shared work program. The company, based in Little Falls, Minnesota, credits the state subsidy for stabilizing its layoff predicament. Bob Cuck, the company controller, says workers didn't like having their hours cut, but everyone adjusted to it.
You know, obviously, if we would have told them that, you know, you have to go down to a 32-hour work week with, you know, no compensation at all, my guess is we would have lost at least a few of those people. We've actually been able to retain pretty much everyone. Nobody's quit because of the fact that we went to reduce work week.
A lot of other companies could benefit from shared work programs, Guck says, if they knew about them. They've been around in some states for over a decade, but seldom used. Minnesota officials say they are trying to publicize theirs more. That effort, along with the recession, has led to a tenfold increase in benefits paid out this year, according to the state's Economic Security Office. Minnesota officials say many companies need to make permanent job cuts to survive, but reduced work weeks can be a helpful option, especially if the downturn is only temporary and the state is easing the financial sting. David Malpas, NPR News.